Well, the ASX 200 rose by 5 points today, a modest improvement, but it meant that the index was able to continue its recent winning streak, where it's gained for the last 7 consecutive sessions. At its best levels, it was up by around 20 points, so we're still in the territory of it being at its best levels since the early part of May. Again, having a bit of trouble surmounting that 5900 level as far as the index is concerned. It really boiled down to the weakness that we saw where the mining stocks were concerned, BHP and Rio down in the order of around 2.5%, and that was balanced by the gains where lenders were concerned. So ANZ and Macquarie were the best of the financials. Elsewhere, Australian Pharmaceutical Industries reported its full year numbers. It reported a net profit after tax in underlying terms of $54 million. That was up by around 5.4%. The earnings were up by around 5.5%. That was in line with the forecast. The shares were up by around 4%. Domino's Pizza up by around 3%, having announced that they had spent around $50 million on buying a chain of pizza restaurants in Germany, which will help with their immediate earnings. The market liked the news. The stock was up by around 3%. Crown Resorts continued to lose ground. Yesterday, down by around 4%. Today, down by 3%. The allegations made in Parliament that they've been tampering with their gaming machines continues to create headwinds for the stocks. Fair bit of economic news today. Encouraging to see the September employment report deliver in terms of bettered expectations, almost 20,000 jobs added to the economy, the unemployment rate falling to 5.47 if you measure it to 2 decimal places. There are any number of statistics that are flattering when it comes to jobs growth at the moment, including the fact that over the course of the last 12 months, more than 370,000 jobs have been added to the economy. That's the best rate of growth in around 9 years. The Chinese data dump that we saw today for the September quarter, GDP came in at 6.8%, a little shy of what the market was looking for. Retail sales up by 10.3% in annualised terms in the quarter. Industrial production much better than expected at 6.6%. Bottom line, the Chinese economy continuing to perform very well. The Aussie dollar is firmer, but not by much, at 78.5 US cents.